Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibe Vibecast. I am your host, Mark Seguin, and today I am joined by Lakeville South and South Metro Storms, Gage Boucher. Welcome, Gage.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
You're our second, Lakeville South's the Cougars, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, right. You're our second Cougar on here, I think. So you guys are getting some good publicity for your squad.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to have Ethan next to make it three. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I can only hope. I can only hope. That picture of him doing the Star Wars thing on the podium is one of my favorite things ever.
That was his idea, too. I thought it was pretty great.
So. I sent it to Kyle Sockwell. I'm like, dude, this is swimming content right here, my man. He laughed. He thought it was pretty cool.
He thought it was cool?
Yeah, he did. It is cool. You don't get a lot of Sith Lord on the podium type things going on.
Might have to do it again when Longhorn State rolls around.
I'll be there for it. I'll be there for it. Well, give some people some background on your swimming. There might be some people out there that are like, Gage who? So let them know Gage who.
So I actually started swimming. I did lessons when I was around 3 years old, maybe four. According to my parents, I don't remember very well. According to them, I failed level one twice.
It happens.
So I wasn't very good, clearly. But then I think when I was around eight, I started swimming competitively. I didn't join Storm right away. I was actually on one of our local country club teams.
Very cool.
And then I swam with them for a couple years. And then when I was around 9 or 10 is when I first joined Storm and actually started getting like really serious and competitive about swim.
That's cool. What is it that you really like about the sport? What made you say, I want to keep doing this and put in all the time and let your hair go to hell due to all the chlorine? What made you want to do all that? What about the sport?
I guess a lot of it was just like, I really love competing and racing people. I guess just kind of like the adrenaline rush of, you know, going out and going after it, you know, trying to go after cuts and just keep improving and getting better. And I also just think it's a really good way to stay in shape. Makes it really easy to just eat like complete garbage and still
yes, it does.
Not gain a lot of weight. So that's pretty cool too.
That's awesome. And it's a fun thing about, I think about, you know, when you're talking about cuts and chasing that stuff, there's always another level, right? Like you're like, okay, great. I made a state cut. Now I want a zone cut. I got a zone cut. Now I want a futures cut. You can go on forever and ever unless you're Michael Phelps or Leon Marchand or that elite level and always have something to chase. So if you're one of those people that don't get discouraged by having to take a bunch of chances to get there, it's a great sport. What's one thing you don't like about swimming?
Ooh, one thing I don't like. I guess one big thing is when we have a meet over the weekend and it just takes up like all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like prelims in the morning and then finals at night, Saturday and Sunday and Friday night too, usually. And it's just like the only time I have to myself for the weekend is like that slot in the middle. But then usually I have to spend that resting or taking a nap or something. So,
true.
I guess that would just be the one thing is that like it just takes up so much time over the weekends when there's like big meets like that.
Especially in the summer when there are plenty of other things a young lad such as yourself could probably find to occupy their time with.
Exactly, yeah.
Be like blowing your fingers off with fireworks and stuff instead of swimming. But yeah, that's kind of part of the thing. I know there's people out there looking at alternatives to be able to provide that competitive opportunity, but making it a little shorter, sweeter, and funner. And I think that's what a lot of people look at high school swimming and they're like, that part of the sport is really cool because everything's kind of short and sweet.
For sure. Yeah.
What are your plans after high school? You're a senior. You've got about a month left of your high school career, right?
Yeah. So
what are you going to do?
Finish up the school year here. I'm actually going for one of my trials cuts right now in the 200 IM. So I'm going to see if I can get that. I guess whether I get it or not doesn't really matter. But, you know, after that deadline's over, I'm going to take some time to enjoy myself and hang out with some of my friends over the summer before I go up to college. And then it's back to the grind, you know, getting back to back in the pool, back in shape. I'm going to swim with GW for the first year. Should be a
George,
lot of fun.
George Washington, for the guys that out there that don't know what GW is.
Yep.
And what city is George Washington in?
It's in D.C.
It's basically in D.C. Like
right in the middle. Yeah, right yep. there in the heart. So.
Yeah. I don't know how much you've been to D.C., but I could spend weeks and weeks there just going through the stuff. It's a really, really, really cool city.
I've actually been there once, and it was when I had my visit there. So
okay. Well, you're in for a treat. I can only imagine going to school there and how awesome it would be.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool place to visit. So
we kind of touched on this a little bit, but what are some things, or we talked about maybe not having these long, drawn out 4 to 5 day meets, prelims, finals. So what could swimming do to make it more exciting, maybe make it a little more watchable for people? You're a bright guy. What would you come up with?
You know, I have a couple ideas. On
Let's
the more
hear.
Funny side, I guess, I had this idea that they could add an event that's like it's like a normal race, but it's full contact, right?
Nice.
So you take out all the lane lines, everybody gets up on the blocks like usual, they dive in, but instead of just racing, they're kind of just like brawling each other to stop each other from finishing the race to be the first.
And then you can work in like teams, right? Like I got a partner who says, okay, I'm going to take out the guy to your left. I don't care if I win. I want you to win. I like it.
Yeah,
so I'll let you in a little secret. They don't do this anymore, but we used to do this thing in practice called Battle Royale where you put everyone in one lane.
Yeah.
And you say go and you try to make it to the other end, but full contact.
Full contact.
Anything goes between the lane lines. If you don't want a part of it, you get out under the lane line. You'd never see a 25 take a half hour before, but
it's
kind of how it happened. But I like that. A little MMA / swimming. Very good. Might be some safety issues, but we could probably work that out.
Yeah, have them sign some waivers before the race
starts.
We have
lifeguards. What do you think they're there for? Make them earn their pay.
Watch. Yeah.
Cool. Any other good ideas?
I guess kind of just like on the less funny side, I think swimming in general just kind of needs more coverage, maybe more advertising.
I think so too.
I think when, like for non-swimmers, it's usually like swimming's only relevant to them every 4 years when the Olympics come around. That's
right on.
Usually the only time I hear about swimming from someone who doesn't swim themselves. So I think if we kind of start to advertise maybe some more of these big meets and try, you know, make it more popular, then maybe it'll gain more support from the school and more funding and stuff like that. And then it'll be, you know, bigger and more fun sporting events, kind of like these other big sports like basketball and football and stuff like that.
You should be an international business major or something.
That would be a great idea.
I've came up with that one myself. That's what Gage is going to do in college. I knew that ahead of time. I didn't just come up with that, folks. Talking with Kyle Sockwell, he's the same way. He's like, we got to make it more fun. We got to make it more consumable and we got to get it out there. Right? He's like, no one wants to sit down and watch 5 heats of 1,000.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but I'm a weirdo like that.
Some people.
Those
most
people
know.
A little crazy to begin with.
Yeah.
Good ideas. I like it. I encourage people to keep thinking. I think as the sport evolves, how it evolves is going to come from your generation.
Yeah.
Not mine. We may have to be the ones that help it get there, but the ideas are going to come from you guys and it's going to be really cool. I have a lot of faith in my Gen Zers out there that they're going to have huge impact in the world with how they sneakily find ways to make things really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you do when you're not swimming?
I guess usually I like to go on bike rides. There's actually like this cool trail system that's pretty close to my house. So every once in a while when it's not super cold and there isn't a ton of snow on the ground, I'll go out and go on those trails a bit.
Cool.
I also like playing video games. I have an Xbox. And then I love taking naps too. So if that
you know, swimmers are excellent nap takers, and I've still to this day have maintained that ability. So I hope you, when you get into college, also maintain that skill. Because
hopefully,
there's nothing better than a good little afternoon siesta.
Oh yeah,
or the one right after a morning practice, the Saturday morning practice, big breakfast, parlay that right into a post-pracky nap. That's a good day.
That's great.
What advice do you have for younger swimmers out there based on your experience, something that you've learned along the way that you could tell some of the younger ones out in the audience to think about?
I'd say to, you know, make sure to surround yourself with people that you're going to have a lot of fun with, but also people that are going to push you to be the best that you can be. And of course, you know, that has a lot to do with like the team environment and stuff like that. But I think having fun is definitely one of the most important ways to stop people from burning out and eventually, you know, taking long breaks or even quitting. So I think, you know, make sure you're having fun with the sport and not burning out. And I think another good way to do that is to do high school season. Obviously, you know, I love club swim too, but I think high school season brings a really good change. Yeah. You know, the meets aren't as long. You kind of just got these short little dual meets you can go to and quickly have fun at. And I think it just brings a good change of pace, and it also kind of supports like team camaraderie and stuff like that too. So,
and my own personal opinion, I think it's good to hear from a different coach every now and then.
Yeah.
Because if you have the same coach throughout the entire year, you tend to get a little desensitized to him. And sometimes a different coach will be saying roughly the same thing, but in a different way, and it may resonate different from you. And I love that part about high school too, is you just get a little different coach for a change. And obviously you guys have Rick, right?
Yep. Yeah.
The Rick man knows his stuff.
He does. Yeah.
You're not sliding backwards by having Rick for 3 months. I'll tell you that much.
Nope. You're not.
All right. Self-serving question. Minnesota Swimming Vibe's been around about a year now. We're still figuring stuff out, but have you seen it have any positive impact on the swimming community? And if so, kind of what have you seen?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, you guys are definitely like, as of right now, probably the most trending like swim channel and like account that I've seen.
You guys,
I think, have popularized the sport a lot. A lot of people are reposting your stuff and definitely getting out to other people that aren't as into swimming. I think you guys are also making it more engaging and fun. A good example, when you guys did the interviews and stuff throughout boys' high school season, those were great.
Dude, that was a riot.
One of those.
And, yeah, we'll be back for that. I guarantee it.
Yeah. And, you know, you guys have, what, like 3,000 followers now on Instagram?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I know at this time last year we broke 50 for the first time, and that was a big day.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys definitely grown a lot, and I think are definitely making swim more enjoyable, or swim news more enjoyable.
We're trying, man, and I appreciate that because we want to make this for everyone that swims, whether you're going for an Olympic trials cut and plan on swimming college, or you just kind of like to enjoy swimming a little high school and you do other things and that's it. It's for everybody. And we try to do that. One thing I'll throw out there, that what can we do better from your opinion, or what's something we should start doing other than more on deck interviews, which we definitely will. Anything in your mind, you think that you're like, this is what you're missing, my man?
I guess, you know, I think as of right now, you guys are doing a really good job, like in all aspects. I guess just one little piece of advice maybe is, I know it's Minnesota Swimming Vibe, but I guess every once in a while, maybe expanding to kind of big swim news kind of throughout the U.S. a little bit more.
Ooh, maybe, I like it.
Drawing a little bit more attention to.
Obviously,
keeping the emphasis on Minnesota, but just including kind of these other big things that are happening too.
We can look into that. We can steal some swam news. We have no problem.
For sure.
Borrowing content under the guise, and you know, people look at me and I'm just like, I didn't know, and people believe that because I'm not very bright, right? They're like, yeah, clearly he didn't know. Guy went to St. Olaf, for Christ's sake. Awesome. All right, final questions for you. You make trials. You get to pick your walkout song. What are you walking out to?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know it's hard, but you only get one unless you're swimming 8 events at trials.
I guess I'm a really big fan of Playboi Carti, if you've heard of him.
The name's familiar. I probably couldn't pick out a song, but what do you got?
I'd probably have to go with Control by Playboi Carti. That's probably going to be my big one.
All right.
There are definitely a couple others I could choose, but that's probably my go-to one.
You make trials and we'll make some calls, see if we can't make it happen down in Indy. We know people. We know people.
I appreciate it.
Hey, anything for you, Gage. Finally, who should we have on the podcast in the future, in your opinion? Swimmer, coach, swim fan, Former swimmer, swammer, swummer.
I guess, you know, if you want a Minnesota alum that's going to college at Green Bay right now, you could reach out to Max Castle.
Okay.
I don't think you've talked to him before.
Always like to hear how college is going for the kids, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's a scary thing when they head off to school.
For more just like Minnesota club swim recommendations, I'd say Cooper Krantz or Victor Trin would probably be a couple other good options.
You know, Victor's licking his chops right now hearing you say that. I know he wants on here. I worry that Victor's going to take over Minnesota Swim and Vibe in a hostile takeover.
He might.
We're worried, right? There was some stuff with the power rankings this year that he was looking to take it over. We'll negotiate with Victor about this. We'll have our people contact his people, but we've got our eye on him. We're concerned. But yeah, Cooper would be awesome though.
Yeah, I think they're both really good options. So
very cool. Well, Gage, thank you so much for taking time tonight. I know you went straight from school to practice to home to hop on with me. You've got AP test up the yang all week. So thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me too. So
for sure. All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you. See ya.